I'm happy to be here. I hope you are too. I don't know about you, but I look forward to every meeting that we have here. I'm like, yes, it's Friday, we're going to worship today, or yay, it's going to be Sunday, and I'm going to go and worship the Lord. I hope that's how you feel also. Should be like that. David said, I was glad when they said to me, come and let's go up to the house of the Lord. He was glad when they told him, come and let's go on down. And he said that one day in your courts is better than a thousand elsewhere. One day with God, one day at the place of prayer is better than a thousand elsewhere. 2 hours at the place of prayer is better than a thousand elsewhere. How many hours are there in a week? 168. There are three kinds of meetings that the Bible describes in the early church that happened. The Bible said that the people abided in the prayers, the teachings of the apostles, and the breaking of bread. That's from Acts, I believe, chapter 4. That tells me that there are three kinds of meetings that a church should have minimum. A prayer meeting, a teaching meeting, and a meeting where you break bread or have communion. So to me, it means that a believer gathers with other believers at least three times a week for these three types of meetings. So if you have 168 hours in a week, and by Old Testament standards, you're supposed to give God 10% of everything. Suppose we say that you need to give God 10% of your 168 hours. That will be roughly 17 hours. If each one of these three meetings takes 2 hours, that's 6 hours. It's less than, it's like 3% of your time. What I'm trying to say is that people think they're giving God too much, but they're not. If you were to do some calculations, find out how much time you spend on the phone, reading around random news articles on the internet that you really could go without, Facebooking, IMing, and just idling around, you find that you spend a lot more time doing those things than you spend alone with God or with other people with God. It's interesting when you numbers open people's eyes, when you do calculations on things, you sit down and you find out things, you find some interesting things. We know a man of God who is known to be a man of prayer and has written a lot of books on prayer. But he said that 20 years into his ministry or something like that, he told himself, how much time do I spend praying a day? He told himself, yeah, roughly 3 hours. And so he said, well, let me make sure. So that month he recorded how much time he spent praying alone. He found that he spent 1 hour and 35 minutes. He told himself, no, this was a bad month. So the next month he tried again, and this time he did 1 hour and 30 minutes. Went down by five. He was 50% deceived, or 50% lying to himself. So what I'm trying to say is that giving God your time is worth it. Somebody said, tell me the appointment that you cannot miss, and I will tell you who your God is. Tell me the appointment you cannot miss, I'll tell you who your God is. Someone invited, was it Jonathan Edwards or Jonathan? I think it was Jonathan Edwards. He went to dinner at someone's house. The guy said, well, stay longer. Let's chat, let's talk and fellowship. He said, nope. I have an appointment at 4 a.m. in the morning with God to pray. Gotta go to bed, so I'll be sure to make it to that appointment. You can know who is his God by which appointment he will not miss. If a guy loves a girl, he might be sleepy. When the girl comes, he'll wake up. You might be speaking to him and he's dozing off, but when the girl that he likes shows up, he will sober up and get awake. If she lives somewhere over there, he'll find excuses to pass by there. If he was going this way, he was driving and he saw her coming this way, and he really meant to go straight, you go and turn around and drive past where she's walking and stop by and pretend it was random, and just so he can say hi to her. It's happened. It has really happened. Trust me. It should be the same for Jesus. You should find the excuse to spend. I've told you, go and spend time with God. When you feel like going away, tell God, I'm not going away. I want some more. And linger in his presence and bother him. At some point, he'll give you something that he gives only to those who spend time like that with him. So I hope you're glad when you come to the house of God and spend time with him. So this week, try it. See how much of your 168 hours is given to God. See if you get up to 10%. So now, that was under the Old Testament that you're supposed to give 10%. Under grace, where you're supposed to do things out of love, you should do better than that. Take that 168 hours divided by 10, 17 hours. Tries to spend half of those alone with God and the other half spend with other people. Who are also seeking the Lord.